In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Week 6, Sunday of a blind man, and remaining only 2 weeks, Palm Sunday and the Holy Week. From 8 weeks, just we realize that we are finished all the agreed length, and it's only 2 weeks remaining. And today we are celebrating Sunday of a blind man who was born blind, and we are meditating still using the 7 psalms of repentance, and we are meditating on it during the Sundays. And I will do this connection between this psalm we have today, Psalm 143, and also to what we are celebrating, the blind man, the Sunday of blind man. Hear my prayer, O Lord, which is Psalm 143. I will read it for you in first. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness answer me, and in your righteousness do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight no one living in righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I must on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Selah. Selah, it's a music. Like David, he has his instrument and he play music. So he divide the first part and so he play music. And after that, he continue the second part. Answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me. Let it be like those who go down into this pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. You I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God, your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness. Sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. And when we are meditate in this part, I remember exactly if David, who is already crying and screaming to God after his sin and after he was in trouble and trials, at the same exactly as the blind man who was crying and screaming, he was in darkness, different darkness, and he was crying to God and saying, the Son of David saved me. It's the same exactly, someone who was in darkness, in sin and in tribulation and troubles and also in trials, and another one, he was in trials too, but he was blind. One, he was crying to God and he said, I know I am very weak, help me. And he was praying. And the other one, just he listened that Jesus Christ, he was here. He was crying and screaming to the Son of David, help me. How it was compared, this comparison between both of them. David, he was in darkness, and this blind man also too, he was in darkness. It's another lesson of prayer that David gave us today about how to pray in the very, very dark period. You can imagine that everyone, for example, when he has a refuge and we have nothing except Jesus Christ, who, when we have a problem and an issue, I have to go to him and I have to trust him. David was fleeing from his son Absalom. His son, he wanted to kill him. He wanted a rebellion. He wanted to take the kingdom from him. You can imagine the father, he was fleeing from his son at the time, but he was crying to God, and he said, I know that this is a consequence, a dire consequence from my sin. In this dark period, he was crying to God at that time. In the 2 Samuel 12:11, this is what the Lord, he said, I am about to bring disaster on you from inside your own household. Right before your eyes, I will take your wives and hand them over to your companion. He will go to bed with your wives in broad daylight. And he knows very well at the time that this is it's a problem or a consequence from his sin. And in this severe trial, he was crying. Exactly. When we are passing through many difficult in our life, difficult person in a job, in our work, or different, for example, like friends in a school, or sometimes I am already in darkness because I have a sin I'm carrying on my shoulders, and it's very, very hard to carry all these sins. It's very harmful sometimes, and I can't do anything. And that time, David said, if you wanted to really flee, if you wanted to recover from this disease, because it's a disaster, when I carried all these problems on my shoulder, in my mind, in my heart, it's very hard, especially if I'm very weak. That's what he said to the God. I'm very weak. How can I do that? How I can support that? How I can endure that? I can't do anything. So God said to him, okay, I will answer your prayer. I will answer your prayer. The psalm, as I said, it's divided into two parts. First part, it's 1 to 6. Which is lays out the problem to the Lord, crying out to him to hear and answer. The second part, from 7 to 12 verse, he presents his prayer, repeatedly crying out to God. And you will see many words it's repeated in the prayers. As if he's trying also to teach us how to pray. Never stop. For example, like sometimes the people come to me in a confession, Abuna, we prayed already and we didn't listen to anything. The problem is still existing. We have nothing to do. Pray. Pray. Continue pray. Don't lose your hope in your prayer. We have our mighty Lord, God, who is doing everything in the right time. Number one, I'm not taking the Psalms verse by verse. I'm choosing some verses and I put it like titles. So number one, being godly or even being one of God's chosen leaders does not exempt us from trials. Sometimes I'm good. What I did, Abuna, I'm praying every day. I'm coming to the church. I'm taking the communion. Does it mean that you do that, that there is no trial, no temptations? From the first day or the first to second week, we have in the Great Lent, we said about the temptation of Jesus Christ. He was in the wilderness on the mountain alone, and also the devil was with him too. We have in our Bible, it's written only three temptations. Actually, the devil was tempted Jesus Christ many times, from the day one to the last day. It's written like that in the gospel, and the devil left Jesus for a while after he finished all the temptations, these trials. So we know from the beginning that we have trials. We know from the beginning that in this life we will face many trials and many temptations too. When we fall, don't lose hope. When we have an issue in our life, don't lose hope. We have the Creator who is taking us in His bosom. He's taking us also too on His hands. In 1 Samuel 23, there is hardly a step between me and death. This is exactly what David said, because he was fleeing also too from Saul one day. So he passed David. You can imagine David, he was like the servant of God, man after God's heart. They said about David, he is a pure, he is a perfect. Even he already fell. But he said they found man after God's heart. And they said this is the man of God. And how he is trialed. He said, don't worry, it's these trials will help you to know God more. And to be strong more. In verse 3 and 4, the psalm, they said, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in dark places, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart is appealed within me. This is exactly what David said. We have two areas, dark area, pain of dark valley. The pain of darkness and the pain of depression when we have passed through trials. Pain of darkness, there is no help. It seems like no one can help me. It seems that no one can help my problem. I didn't find anyone can help me in this time. That's why he said, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. There is no help. He has made me dwell in darkness. So there is no help at all. This is a pain of darkness. It's exactly like the blind man. I can't imagine he listened about Jesus Christ one day. And he has a pain of darkness. He knows very well that there is no help. It's exactly like the paralyzed man the same. 38 years. And he was in the darkness, pain of darkness. There is no help. And the blind man, he was crying and screaming to Jesus Christ, and he said, can you help me, the Son of David? I'm trusting you, and I know that you will help me. Without God in the tribulation, in the trials, I can't find the help. Another pain of dark valley, and he said, pain of depression. There is no heart and there is no hope. If you meet anyone who has a depression, we know the person quickly. He has no hope in anything. He's not talking. First time I have one of my friends, he had a depression. He was very active and talking well. He was amazing. And after his wife called me, Abuna, come, because he had a depression. I didn't recognize him. He's not talking at all. There is no hope. There is nothing. There is no heart. There is no power even to talk. This is the pain when I go through the trials. So without this power, without this energy that I'm taking from God, I will lose hope. And I lose power. He said, therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. Trials, as I said, is meaning problem from anything. For example, about these days that we're where we are now. Listen to the news every day. We have increasing in numbers. We have the ICUs. It's full. Now it's full and we have problems and we have to take care about ourselves. We have to do. Even the churches will close the door. It's a very dark period. It's a valley of darkness. And if I have no hope, then I know that God will remove everything from that, from the world. And I know that one day we will laugh together and we will remember these days. But I have to learn from these days. I have to learn from this darkness area, from this darkest period. That's why he said, my heart within me is distressed. Sometimes when I am under stress of sin or I'm stressed of trouble, I see my heart is crushed. I can't endure that. So it's only one refuge. He said in 2 Corinthians 1:8-9, for we do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, regarding the affliction that happened to us in the province of Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of living. Who is saying that? St. Paul. He said exactly that. So that we despaired even of living. Any one of us can pass through this time. Even St. Paul. Not only St. Paul. Jesus Christ in Gethsemane, he was also too, as a man, he was desperate. Indeed, we felt as if the sentence of death has been passed against us, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. The first part of the verse, he's desperate. And he explained that clearly. We're going to death. The second part, he said, so we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. This is the key to go outside the depression. 2 Corinthians 4:7-10. In earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. We are dying in Jesus, so we will be resurrected. In 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as thought some strange thing were happening to you. So we are not exempt, if even I am godly man or whatever, everyone from us, we will pass through trials, pass through temptation. So what I have to do, which another part in the psalm, heartfelt, humble, believing, obedient prayer is how to respond when we face severe trials. David, he has no hope. He was fleeing from his son. And he knew the army said to him, you can't go outside with us because if your son will see you, he will kill you. How he was in this depression, the stress that he has, he knows very well that his son will kill him. But at that moment, he knows very well there is no refuge except his father, the God. He has many experiences before with him. That's why, first of all, the prayer should be heartfelt. Heartfelt means from the heart. When I'm praying, I'm not praying because I have to do my homework every day. So, yeah, Abuna in the confession said that the canon, I have to pray in the morning, for example, two psalms. So I'm praying. No, pray from your heart. And if you feel that you are praying only from by your mouth, stop your prayer and repeat it again. And ask God to help to talk from your heart. Ask God to open the heart to pray. In verse 1, he said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness." He believed and trusted in him. So he said, "Give ear to my supplication. Answer me in your faithfulness." In verse 6, he cries, "I stretch out my hands to you. My soul longs for you as a perished land." He continues, "Answer me." Verse number 8, "Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning." Someone who is crying and someone is trusting, someone is talking to God by from his heart. He never feel that he's only talking from by mouth. He has to talk. This is the homework that I have to do. No, he didn't do that. He's talking from his heart inside in order like to listen to him. "Deliver me," verse 9. Verse 12, "Cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul." David's prayers teach us, so we have to pray from inside, from my heart. "Answer me according to your faithful promise to your people and in accordance with your way of exonerating the righteous and punishing the wicked." And he not stopped at that, he said, "But I am also not completely innocent either." First of all, in prayer, I have to pray from my heart. The second, I have to pray and I have to be humble. Sometimes the people, when they pray, for example, they wanted to repent. So he said, you know, "God, we did that because someone else did, so I reply. Or I am distressed, that's why I have to do this. I'm giving myself excuse. When I'm repenting, when I am praying, I have to not give myself excuse at all. I have to know that I am very weak. I'm coming as with humbleness." That's why he said in verse 2, "And do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no man living in righteous." I know that there is no man living in righteous. "Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you." Someone who is already talking to him, and he said, "My soul I'm lifting to you. I can't believe that I can talk to myself anymore." Someone is talking to him, to God, and said, "I can't keep all these trials and all these sins inside my heart. I have to come to you and repent. I wanted to remove and I wanted to clean everything from my heart, from inside." As if exactly the blind man, when he came to Jesus Christ, what he said, "Come to me." Jesus Christ has a scenario to do it, which is very easy. Put his finger or his hands on the head, on his eyes. And so he can create it. He can heal his eyes. But what he did, he had a clay and spit on it and he put it. And he said, "Go and wash." Exactly when I come to in a confession, exactly I'm coming with all the clay that I have, all the sin that I have, and God is cleaning me by the hand of the priest. So it's exactly when David came to God and said, "Can you help me? Can you clean me? I am a very weak." So God, he saw David. "Now you are humble. You know that you are weak now. You are my servant." And David came to him, to God, only based on one thing, on his love. Yeah. We have nothing. We have nothing, trust in it. It's only his love and his compassion. We have nothing to do except that. Also, prayer should be believing. In verse 8, "Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust." Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. He was asking God, I have problem, I am very weak, but I believe in you. Who can I trust else? That's why he said, teach me what I can do. That's why, first of all, that's why he believed in him, and also too, he asked him to teach what I wanted to do. Prayer should be obedient to God's will. I have to listen to him, and I have to obey him too. I think it's time now to stop. I know there is a lot of things to know about it, but we have to stop here. May God help us also during that tribulation, the troubles we have in our life. Whatever we have, whatever we face, whatever we have in our in sense, even if I am, and we are sinners, so we have to look to God at that time and say, like, listen to me, God. I have nothing. I have no one can talk to else. We have no one also to. You are only my Father that I come to him as a refuge. I obey you. I'm trusting you. I know that you will do clean me too. As you did exactly with a blind man and you open his eyes, you will open also to my eyes. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures. Ascending into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet.
And in holy one Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Is more in it. Eternal formed man in And which entered into the war through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and good will toward
for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil and telling death. And make all words your master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Meet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit. For you have come and saved us, have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you. Upon the lowly,
who has created the heaven and the earth as he, and all that is there. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the power.
Look towards the east.
And the هو الذي يقف حولك الشروبيم الممتلئون عيونا والسرافيم ذو ستة الأجنحة يسبحونك دائما بغير سكوت قائلي
Hallelujah.
formed us, create a bit in paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your command by the guile of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always with us holy prophets, and in the last day you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit of the Holy Virgin Mary. Became and taught us the way of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, and give himself for our salvation and to death, which in over us we were by, we were bought and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. وقام من الأموات في اليوم الثاني وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي أظهر فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد كنحوي أعماله.
برحمتك يا رب وليس كخطأ
of course, in an echrim pineshti, a master ayun, in teti, metastas vis, if sech gar of if you are more, humpy on, humpy core.